Morning, ladies and gentlemen. Our first case for argument, Pengtian or Ma versus Zengler. I'm sorry, Dong versus Gonzalez. Mr. Ma. Bad start, but
may it please the court. Morning, honors. My name is Pengtian Ma. This case, the petitioner in this case seeks protection from the United States government for claimed persecution by the Chinese government. The claimed persecution arose out of a legal dispute between the petitioner's family and the government, or some of the government officials. We ask the court to make a determination as to whether a legal dispute, a persecution out of a legal dispute, can be regarded as a persecution based on political opinion. And in this case, the family had a legal dispute. The system, the judicial system, disappointed the family, and the family chose to send one of the male descendants to Beijing to protest the outcome of the legal dispute. But since his departure from the family, this person had never been heard of. The fear of this young man was because they believe that the government or the government officials would kill the plant from its root. That's the petitioner is one of the male descendants of the family. First of all, if the although this matter arose out of a legal dispute, but when the outcome disappointed the family chose to protest the outcome. Our position is that the protesting the outcome, it has become political, because they were seeking political remedy when the legal system did not protect the interest of the family. Secondly, of course, if you you protest the system, that certainly is an expression of a political opinion. The government's position, and also the immigration judge's position, is that this is an individual dispute and involves private interest. But our position is that even if it's a private dispute, it involves private interest, but the family tried to protest the outcome. To some extent, every expression of opinion is motivated by some personal interest. In this case, certainly, the person interested in the outcome of the legal dispute, but they choose the government prevailed through bribery, and the legal system did not protect the interest of the family, and they expressed their opinion as to the legal system. The outcome of the legal dispute was contrary to the family's view of a just and fair society. That's why they went to Beijing to protest. The immigration court and also the Board of Immigration Appeals decision was based on their perception that this is merely a personal dispute and involves individual private citizens.
Are there some documents that you have that support that theory? Does the family have some documents?
I don't believe the petitioner presented.
No, I didn't ask that. I said, does the family have some documents that they did not present?
Because I was not the attorney at the underlying hearing, I don't believe there is any document at the time of the...
That corroborates their point of view?
I don't believe. That's one of the points the judge pointed out, that the petitioner's testimony was vague. But she attributed the vagueness to the youth of the petitioner and to his apprehension of the proceeding at testifying. But she did not make a finding that this young man was not credible. Merely, she said, there was
no... We're asking about the documents now. We're not talking about... Are there any documents that were not presented to the hearing examiner, to the IJ?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
There must be documentation of the legal disputes, but the attorney representing the petitioner did not present it. Since this is an appeal, I don't believe we have an opportunity to present further documentation.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about at the time of the hearing.
Uh-huh.
Were there any documents that they had that they didn't present, and you saying that they didn't have any?
No, they didn't.
Okay.
Secondly, there was an imminent danger to this petitioner because the government was trying to eliminate this problem by removing the root of the family, and this petitioner's uncle was not heard had not been heard of since he left for Beijing to protest the outcome of the legal dispute, and also the whole family was forced to move to a small island, and also the.
But if he were sent, if he went back to another part of China, what would be the likelihood of his being persecuted?
Another part of the, you know, this person came from a rural area. It's not so easy for them to establish themselves in another part of the country, since the family, the origin of the family, was at the local area. I don't believe it's so easy to establish in another area, especially those people they make a living. That they rely on the local climate and also the local family relations, and also I don't believe that there is an opportunity for them to establish another enterprise, and also China is not people are not free to move about the country.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Ma.
Okay.
Well, don't you want to leave some time for rebuttal?
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you, Honor.
Ms. Engler?
Thank you, Your Honors. Jill Zengler on behalf of the Attorney General. Your Honors, this is a case of substantial evidence on the record. The immigration judge weighed all of the evidence, including Mr. Dong's testimony that he was never threatened, never detained, never arrested, nor was any member of his family in China, over this dispute that happened approximately 15 years before he fled China as a stowaway. When he arrived in the United States, he made it very clear that he was here looking for a relative and here for economic reasons. Based on all of the evidence in the record, including the lack of any documentary evidence to support his claim, which he represented was in the mail at the time of the hearing more than 2 years ago, the immigration judge determined that his evidence was too meager and vague to meet his burden under the Act. Substantial evidence supports that finding, and the petition should be dismissed. Unless Your Honors have any questions, I'll rest on the brief.
Thank you, Ms. Engler. Ma, anything further?
Yes, Your Honors, unless you have some further questions, I have no other argument.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next case for argument.